The first reading today, we hear St. Paul proclaiming that he wishes to boast in nothing except the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can all ask ourselves, how many things do we boast about in our lives? Lots and lots and lots of them. And how many times do we actually boast in the cross of the Lord Jesus? Yeah. So we see the difference between us and a saint. Because even with the saint we celebrate today, who is perhaps, other than our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph, the most popular saint in the history of the world, probably better known by anyone than anyone else. And yet if you ask yourself, what is it that Saint Francis is known for? Why is he a saint? You get goofball answers like, because he pet bunnies, because the animals liked him. That's nice, but the fact that the animals like you doesn't make you a saint. And so the church gives us the reading that points out what makes him a saint, that he glories in nothing but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he bears in his own body the marks of our blessed Lord's crucifixion. It is only because of his conformity to Christ that Saint Francis was able to receive the stigmata. It is only because of his love for Jesus that that happened. That's the part that we have to recognize. And how frequently we have turned away from what the scriptures actually reveal, because it's hard to go for another gospel, which is a whole lot easier. But again, we listen to the gospel, and our Lord tells us that what God has hidden from the learned and the clever, he has revealed to the little ones. Similar to exactly the same thing we heard yesterday. And we see, therefore, the simplicity of somebody like Saint Francis. He certainly, because of his background, could have had a pretty easy life, wealthy life, whatever. But he set it all aside. And it wasn't even just a matter of choosing the poverty, but it was the choosing of the humility so that he could have a love for God and a love for the people. That is what made him a saint. He had such a profound love for Jesus, so much so that, as I pointed out to you before, he actually tells us the exact opposite of what St. Thomas Aquinas tells us. St. Thomas says you can't love what you don't know, and St. Francis says you can't know what you don't love. And we say, well, wait, which is which? How does this work? It has to do with the love of a person. The more that you love this person, the more you're going to know him. And yes, at the same time, the more you know him, the more you're going to love him. But St. Francis recognizes that when we're talking about God, the more that we love the Lord, the more we will come to know him. And the love in that way has to come first, not the knowledge. Because we can't just know about God. We're not going to fall in love with God by knowing some facts about him. We have to enter into a relationship. That's what Saint Francis was all about. And it was from that prayer where he grew in love with God that he was then able to go beyond that and bring that love of God into the world to others. That is really what attracts people to him. So even though the artist will always portray him with the animals and all of that, what they really ought to do, if they were going to be honest about the whole thing, is they would portray his heart. They would portray his heart in absolute love for the Lord. Because that's what brought about the union of Christ in his suffering. That's what brought St. Francis to the point of recognizing the dignity and the value of participating in the cross. It is also, of course, what got him rejected by his own order. As several other founders of orders have gone through, his own brothers pretty much pushed him right out of the order that he founded, because suffering isn't really a good thing. We don't really like that kind of thing. We don't have to do that. I mean, being a monk, you know, it should be a pretty easy life, shouldn't it? Not if you read the saints. But if we don't want to be saints, yeah, then we want to reject the cross. So that's what we really have to look at, knowing that there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through the cross of Christ, and ultimately through Jesus Christ crucified. We can't separate ourselves from him and say, we just want the warm, fuzzy Jesus. We just want the nice Jesus. We just want the Jesus who says what we want to hear. No, we need to draw near to the one who tells us that it's only when he's lifted up from the earth that he will draw us to himself. Not the wonderful words, but the absolute charity of the cross. And if we're going to love him and love the people around us, it's going to be the same way that he showed us how to love. That's what St. Francis understood. That's what drew him to the cross. That's what drew him to the man on the cross. And that is then what allowed him to bring that love into the world and touch the lives of so many, as he continues to do. So for a man who told us to preach always and, when necessary, use words, he continues by his example, by the holiness of his life. Here now, over 800 years later, he continues to preach. He continues to preach the most beautiful message of the gospel, the love of God, the love of neighbor, through love for Jesus Christ crucified.